Deborah Sampir is CEO of Althea.net and project manager for the Clatskanie Co-op, a member-owned cooperative based in Clatskanie, Oregon. Althea is the name of the software platform that supports this company's interesting angle on rural internet service, provided through a network of antennas that allow the broadband signal to be transmitted from house to house or business to business. Here's Deborah Sampir.
So I think it's important to understand that the internet is essentially a series of tubes. And there's places where the internet is very inexpensive and plentiful, right? That these sort of interconnects the data centers and along the main fiber backbones, right? Internet there can be very inexpensive and it's actually underutilized. It's getting that infrastructure into the rural and kind of disparate areas where that's where the majority of the cost and the capacity comes into, right? So if you think about it kind of like these large, there essentially is like large, cables and wires, at the sort of main interconnects and the main backbone, the freeways are large, there's plenty of room, right? But then if you're trying to put like lots of cars as you're getting into the more distributed, smaller roads, that's where you sometimes find those bottlenecks, right?
It costs more than they would make back in new customer revenue for big companies like CenturyLink to build out the infrastructure in rural areas, but the internet is there in underground cables. So the Clatskanie Co-op aims to tap into that existing system. Sampir called it the middle mile. Middle mile connections create links between major broadband transmission lines, the internet backbone, and local networks. Sampir says even satellite internet providers are finding themselves strapped for bandwidth in the current pandemic, with expensive satellites maxed out and the need for fast internet increasing. Currently, the Clatskanie Co-op has installed a central connection to the internet highway at the Napa Market, about 15 miles east of Astoria on Highway 30. That allows them to connect customers in this hilly rural area by jumping the signal from one household to another using antennas.
You might just have an extra antenna or two that kind of point toward your neighbors. So the hardware is still fairly minimal, and the sort of local community network has installers and customer service folks that help you, manage your internet just as you would with a traditional ISP. So it feels very much, in a lot of cases, like just getting internet from just a local-based ISP.
Download speeds can be 50 to 100 megabits per second, and upload speeds about 3. The system is encrypted so that even though neighbors may be sharing a signal, they can't see each other's information. Customers can expect to pay about $40 a month for access, depending on how much data they use. She said the Clatskanie Co-op saw the need to provide rural connectivity. Their business model relies on neighbors joining together in a local network to make service possible for all of them.
Our model is very focused on leveraging community assets, whether that's, people's private property or even just the human resources of, coordinating and talking to one another. At the end of the day, it takes humans to do things.
Right now, the Clatskanie Co-op has about 20 customers in the Napa-Brownsmead area and 135 households pre-registered. They're looking to expand into other areas of rural Clatsop County and in Columbia County, where Clatskanie is located. Althea.net has been around since 2018 and has internet networks in North Carolina, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Tennessee, and soon Montana. They also provide internet access in other countries like Nigeria and Ghana. I'm Joanne Rideout in Astoria.